What role do our values play in our lives? How do they affect us? How do they influence whether we love life or loathe it? Dr. John DeMartini, star of The Secret, believes our values are the most significant thing we have.
We go through life and whatever we perceive as most missing becomes most important. If we perceive ourselves not having a relationship, we look for a relationship. If we perceive ourselves not having money, we look for money. If we perceive ourselves not having friends, we look for friends. If we feel ourselves ignorant and unaware, we search for knowledge. Whatever is perceived as most missing becomes most valuable. Our voids determine our values. Because of that, we have a series or a priority of voids and a priority of values because there's many things that we're searching for. This hierarchy of voids and values determines our destiny because the hierarchy of our values determine how we see the world, act upon the world, and make decisions in the world, and determine our intention. Whatever's highest in our value is always our intention. Whenever we're confronted by an option, we always make a decision according to whatever we think at that moment has the lowest risk and the highest advantages. In other words, that which supports our values. But in actuality, nature always provides a balance. When we're supported more than challenged, we stay juvenile. And when we're challenged more than supported, we become precocious and we end up growing. This is why if we have a parent that's overprotective, we end up usually having the violent one to balance it, to make the equilibrium occur. Again, if we do something in support the person, they become dependent and they don't grow. If we challenge a person, they become prematurely independent. Nature wants both. That's why our body is designed for both and our physiology and our psychology is designed for both. If we embrace both equally, we grow most efficiently. This has been demonstrated and proven biologically and psychologically. This is why our life demonstrates it. No matter how hard you try, you build yourself up and beat yourself up. The more you build yourself up, the higher you go in the height with pride, the farther you fall into shame and self-depreciation. As long as you're addicted to the one, you have to have the other to bring things into balance inside your own psychology. Embracing both of them brings them into equilibrium. If not, you become addicted to one, you lead yourself to bipolar conditions. Bipolar is the addiction to a fantasy and the experience of the depression, not realizing it. So people that are basically striving for a one-sided life are going to keep creating bipolarity as a mechanism to bring them back into balance. Embrace the truth about the balance. Set yourself free. You're not in bondage to infatuation, resentments, or happy and sad moments. You're in dopamine or you're in cephalons and you're substances of pain. Instead of them running your life, you're centered. And when you do, you have gratitude and love. And gratitude and love is what every one human being wants. I've asked literally millions of people, if they could be loved and appreciated for who they are, wouldn't that be what they take? And they all say yes. And if they had only 24 hours to live, they get down to the highest priority, they would share their love and appreciation for people who've contributed to their life. It's all about the balance of gratitude and love. Now, most people think that love is a one-sided emotion, but this is a false construct. The idea of love being one side, positive without negative, and hate being the opposite, is a very old myth. The truth is that love is a synthesis and synchronicity of opposites. It's got happy, it's got sad, it's got like, and it's got dislike. If you look carefully, the person you love, there's times when you want to be close to them and times you want to be away. Close, distant, close, distant. In fact, this is what lovemaking is, attraction and repulsion. It's not one side without the other. True love is the embracing of both sides of life. The illusion of love that most people live in, the fantasy, the delusion, the addiction, the infatuation, is the very thing that sets us up for the broken heart and the depression. Embrace both sides so you can experience true love. It's more powerful, more present, more purposeful, more enlightening, if you will, than the fantasy that we become addicted to in the passionate lust experience.
We talk about values. Are these the same things as our principles? Or in fact, is it about things that we value most in our life?
Values are things that we value. Principles are not necessarily the same. Some people have them overlapping. A principle can be that I may go through and say, I'm going to save my money. Well, that happens to be that money may be a value, but the principle is actually a statement or an axiom, you might say, that says that money is good. You can't say that they're exactly the same, although they're intertwined. Because principles can be roven. You can put one principle around more than one value. You can put one value around more than one principle. But I would say then in our life that everybody here is either unconscious or conscious. Let me give you the difference. Whatever your hierarchy of values is, that is exactly how you run your life. That's how you see the world, act upon the world, make decisions and intentions. But what happens is when you subordinate yourself to some authority that you've put on a pedestal because of infatuation, unconsciously, you now inject the values of them into your life. Try to be somebody you're not. Try to go after that. You minimize yourself relative to them. Then you feel ungrateful for yourself because you can't seem to stay focused at being that way. Then you separate yourself. You have a conscious side that's going towards being like them. You have an unconscious side that's actually your values. Then you think, oh, I can't stay focused. I keep sabotaging. Why can't I do this? And the real sabotage doesn't occur. It's actually you going back to your real values and acting according to what your needs are. But you have a fantasy you're supposed to be living somebody else's values. Emerson said, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. And I really believe that this is a strong thing that has led people to wonder why they can't manifest things. Because they're constantly manifesting things according to their values. But when they're injecting the values of others in their life and they're trying to be somebody they're not, they think they want to manifest something that's not true to them. And they wonder why they're not succeeding at it. Because the truth is they always manifest by their intentions based on their real values. So knowing your values is very crucial. That's one of the most important things. Know thyself so you can be yourself, so you can love yourself.
That's Dr. John DeMartini, founder of the DeMartini Human Research and Education Foundation and one of the stars of The Secret.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.